CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 23rd of April, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB Coronation Activities. RSGB AGM Announcements and Videos. RSGB Board Chair. The RSGB is delighted that Ofcom has confirmed that the call sign Golf Bravo 23 Charlie can be used for the RSGB's Coronation Special Event Station. Cray Valley Radio Society members, led by Bob M0MCV and Dave G4BUO, are organising the flagship amateur radio station that will use this call sign from the 3rd till the 8th of May. The special event station will be in the grounds of the Old Royal Naval College, along the riverside, in Greenwich. From the 10th of May onwards, the call sign will be available for individuals and clubs to use until the end of June 2023, and further details about this will be announced shortly. Ofcom has also kindly agreed to a block of 676 special event station call signs for the RSGB's BeConnect activity for the coronation. These are Golf Bravo 23 Bravo Alpha Alpha to Bravo Zulu Zulu, which will be available throughout May and June. More details on how to attain one of these will be given next week, but meanwhile you may wish to find a beacon site you could activate one or more times for this event. Finally, if you are planning outreach activities with local clubs and groups, take a look at the paper circuit template the RSGB has just shared on its website. Go to rsgb.org/coronation and choose the Coronation Activity Ideas tab in the right-hand menu. The RSGB's AGM was held online last Saturday, 15th of April. If you missed the live event, you can see the results of the elections and follow links to the trophy awards and the construction competition winners on the RSGB website via rsgb.org/alphagolfmike. You can also catch up on the full live stream or watch individual sections on the Society's YouTube channel. The RSGB has released separate videos of the outgoing President's Review of 2022, its new short convention promo, and the interesting presentation about preparing the GB2RS propagation reports by the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chair, Steve Nichols, G0KYA. You can see them all in the RSGB 2023 AGM playlist on YouTube via youtube.com/the RSGB. Following the RSGB AGM on Saturday the 15th of April, a brief board meeting was held to consider necessary appointments. The board was aware that Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, who had been in a dual role since the recent resignation of Richard Horton, G4AOJ, had expressed a willingness to continue as chair, if required. It was agreed that Stuart should be co-opted to the board under the terms of Article 37 and was asked to join the meeting. Stuart was then elected unanimously to serve as RSGB board chair until the 2024 AGM. A reminder now that SOS Radio Week 2023 starts at midnight on the 1st of May and concludes at midnight on the 31st of May. It's an opportunity to support the many voluntary organisations in the British Isles whose members volunteer to save the lives of others at risk from the many miles of its coastline and out at sea. These organisations include the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, the National Coast Watch Association, and the numerous independent lifeboat and coastal rescue groups. Individual amateur radio operators and clubs are invited to register to become an official SOS Radio Week station and operate under their own call sign, their clubs, or a special event call sign to raise awareness of the great work these volunteers perform. Awards are available for registered stations that make the most contacts on each of the 160 to 70 centimeter bands and using various modes. Registration is now open, and further details can be found at sosradioweek.org.uk. Now for details of rallies and events. Ripon Radio Rally will take place next Sunday, the 30th of April. The venue will be the Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, North Yorkshire, Hotel Golf 4, 2 Papa Tango. Traders can gain access from 7 a.m. and tables are £12 each. Doors open to the public from 10 a.m. and entrance is £3 per person. For more information and directions, visit golf4sierrajulietmike.co.uk. Thorpe Camp Hamfest will take place on Sunday the 7th of May. The venue will be Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre and the entrance fee will be £4 per person. Traders should arrive from 7 a.m. The rally will take place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Hot food and drinks will be available on site. For more information, phone Sylvia or Anthony on 07956-654-481. Nearer home, Dartmoor Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 7th of May at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, postcode Papa Lima 206 Alpha Lima. There will be the usual bring and buy, trader stands, refreshments and free parking is available. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £2.50. For more information, contact Roger by phone on 07854-088-882 or email via 2E0RomeoPapaHotel@gmail.com. Now the special event news. Special call sign 5 Papa Zero Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta will be active from Denmark until Tuesday the 25th of April in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World EQSL or via OZ1ACB. Also celebrating World Amateur Radio Day, special event station Oscar Tango 2-3 Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta will be active from various locations in Belgium until the 30th of April. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World and EQSL. A certificate will be available. For more information, visit qrz.com. Polydorus SV1AHH is using special call sign Sierra X-Ray 50 Alpha Hotel Hotel to mark 50 years of being involved with amateur radio. Operating from Greece, the call sign will be active until Friday the 28th of April. It will be active on the 160 to 10 meter bands using CWSSB, FT8, FT4 and RTTY. His logs will be uploaded to EQSL, Logbook of the World and Club Log. Paper cards will not be available. Special call sign 3 Alpha 8 Alpha Bravo is operating from Monaco until Sunday the 30th of April. The station is active to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the first transatlantic amateur two-way contact between Leon Deloy F8AB and Fred Schnell 1MO in 1923. QSL via Logbook of the World. Now the DX news. Look out for Paul Victor Papa 9 Kilo Foxtrot, who is active from Bailey's Bay, Bermuda, NA005, until Wednesday the 26th of April. He operates CW only. QSL direct to Paul's address, which you can view via his qrz.com page. Sands VK4WXW has been on Willis Island OC007 since October and will remain there until the end of April 2023. He works at the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's weather monitoring station on the island, and in his spare time he's QRV as Victor Kilo 9 Whiskey X-ray. The Tango 30 Uniform United operation from West Kiribati, OC017, is expected to be active until the second week of May. Operators plan to be available on the 160 to 6 meter bands with one CW station, one SSB station, and seven FT8 stations. It will be possible to see two FT8 stations on the same band at the same time on different frequencies. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 75 baud RTTY on the 80 meter to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's serial number. On Monday the 24th, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday, the 25th, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 gigs band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 26th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80 meter band. The exchange is your 6 character locator. On Thursday, the 27th, the 80 meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using PSK 63 and RTTY on the 80 meter band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Next Saturday, that's the 29th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club DXCW contest begins at 1200 UTC and runs for 24 hours. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 20th of April, 2023. We had a surge in sunspot activity over the last week, pushing the solar flux index up to a maximum of 178, though it subsequently declined to 147. Solar flare activity was quite subdued after a frantic period from the 13th to the 15th that saw 40 C-class flares and 2 M-class flares erupt. This activity was mostly centred around active region 3282 in the northwest quadrant. Geomagnetic conditions were unsettled for a time around the 18th and 19th with the KP index hitting a maximum of 4.3. This appears to have been due to enhanced activity from a coronal mass ejection and continuing coronal hole activity that saw the solar wind speed hit more than 600 km a second and the BZ swing south. The critical frequency was down below 7 MHz on the morning of Wednesday the 19th, which impacted near-vertical incident skywave signals around the United Kingdom. This affected maximum usable frequencies, which struggled to exceed 21 MHz over a 3,000 km path on Wednesday, although by Thursday they were back over 28 MHz again. A critical frequency of more than 10 MHz meant that the 40 meter band was once again suitable for close-in contacts around the United Kingdom. There were many reports of DX being worked later on during the week, with Australia and New Zealand topping the bill on 18 megs and 28 megs. Next week, NOAA has put a more positive spin on sunspot activity. The solar flux index is predicted to be in the range 168 to 172 for the first half of the week, falling to around 160 in the second half. but we could be in for a bumpy ride geomagnetically, with the KP index predicted to hit 5 on Wednesday the 26th through to Monday the 1st of May. This may be due to the return of solar phenomena that occurred 27 days ago and saw the KP index get up to 4.67. Meanwhile, a very large solar coronal hole, albeit positioned very south on the Sun's surface, and a much smaller one on its equator, threaten HF conditions this weekend. Keep an eye on the real-time solar wind from the ACE spacecraft for signs of a rise in speed and a southward-pointing BZ interplanetary magnetic field on solarham.net. This could push the KP index higher, perhaps to 4. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The sporadic E season is nearly upon us. Remember, it will usually activate on 28 megs and then higher bands will follow if the event intensifies. There have been some 50 megs FT8 paths flagged up on dxmax.com, though some may have been dropper. The recent large high pressure centred over Scandinavia has been a bit subdued as regards tropo. Much of the time, the air near the surface has been fairly dry, with little sign of banks of sea fog over the North Sea, which would suggest better ducting potential. We're now entering a phase with low pressure on the charts, initially over the south of Britain, but edging north for a time before drifting out across the North Sea. This could produce some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, especially should any heavy April showers develop. Early next week, a ridge will edge south across the UK in a colder northerly weather pattern, so although high pressure returns, it may not be especially good for tropo. The third changeover comes after midweek, when a milder southwesterly returns with active fronts bringing rain and unsettled weather, especially to the north and west. This could mean further opportunities for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands and perhaps a hint of tropo in the southeast towards the continent. Aurora and meteor scatter are well worth considering, and the Lyrid shower peaks on Sunday the 23rd. The message is to monitor meteor scatter frequencies and the clusters for signs of activity, and of course try putting out a CQ call. Moon declination is positive and rising, meaning increasing moon time and increasing peak elevation until peak declination on Tuesday. Moon apogee is next Friday, so path losses increase all week. 144 megs sky noise is moderate to low. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. The Online Radio Club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the southwest, my area at any rate. On Friday, North Bristol Amateur Radio Club is having a quiz night with prizes. All amateurs are welcome to attend. Contact is Dave on 07533-933-831. In Wales, Bury Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn GW0ANA. Contact is Steve 2W0VOG on 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cwmbran Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 until 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth on 07942-334-464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, Charlie Foxtrot 1, 4, 6 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors, and the group has nets on the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. those nights of the week. The club's annual general meeting will be held on Tuesday, the 25th of April, from 7 p.m. All members are asked to attend. Contact is MikeWhiskey6HotelDeltaVictor@gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru meets every other Wednesday at 12 p.m. at 14 Locks Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, November Papa 10, 9 Golf November. The club has an HF net on Wednesday evenings on 1.938 megs lower sideband, which starts around at 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday evenings, the club has a D-star net on DCS002B from 8 p.m. And up in the Midlands, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30 p.m. On Monday, members will be enjoying a Skittles evening. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30 p.m, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80 meters SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is Anne2E1GKY 01242 699 595, join the day, or you can look at www.golfforalphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GBTRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GBTRS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.